All right, so we're diving into this whole digital nomad thing that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah.
We've got this fascinating ebook review that breaks down what it really takes to make this lifestyle work beyond those picture-perfect Instagram shots.
Exactly. This review cuts through all that and gets to the reality of designing a life where work and travel blend seamlessly.
Okay, so less about beaches and hammocks and more about intentional living.
Definitely. The review really zeroes in on the freedom and autonomy that this lifestyle offers
Yeah.
and how that looks different for different types of digital nomads.
Right, because not all digital nomads are the same, are they?
Not at all. You've got those constant travelers, folks who are always on the move. Then you've got those who prefer longer stays in one place, really immersing themselves in a specific location and culture.
Yeah.
And then there's the hybrid approach, combining those longer stays with shorter, more spontaneous trips.
I can see the appeal of each approach for sure, but let's be real, there's got to be some downsides too, right?
Well, absolutely. The review doesn't sugarcoat the challenges at all.
Like what?
Well, isolation can be a real struggle, especially if you're constantly on the move.
Yeah.
Sticking to a routine can be tough when your surroundings are always changing, too.
Right.
And then there's reliable internet access. That's like the holy grail for digital nomads.
Oh, yeah, not all wifey is created equal.
Definitely not. The reviewer actually shares a story about trying to work from a hammock in Mexico. Turns out, not as productive as it sounds.
I can imagine.
The takeaway: always have a backup plan for internet access.
A cafe with strong Wi-Fi can be a lifesaver.
For sure.
Okay, so you're not just sipping cocktails on the beach all day.
Nope.
This lifestyle definitely takes a certain mindset, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The review stresses the need for flexibility and a growth mindset. You're constantly adapting to new environments, time zones, unexpected challenges.
Can you give an example of what that adaptation looks like in practice?
Sure. The reviewer recounts their experience in Medellin, Colombia. They initially struggled with the altitude, the language barrier, and just feel generally out of sorts.
I can see how that would be tough.
But instead of giving up, they leaned into the discomfort.
Okay.
They found a language exchange partner, started exploring local neighborhoods, and eventually found their groove.
So they turned a potential setback into a learning experience.
Exactly. It's all about embracing those challenges as opportunities for growth.
That's a great mindset to have. Okay, so mindset is key, but what about practical skills? What do you absolutely need to have in your toolkit to thrive as a digital nomad?
Well, beyond the obvious tech skills, time management and self-discipline are crucial.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're your own boss, which means you're setting your own deadlines and staying motivated.
Right. You also need strong problem-solving skills because things will inevitably go wrong. You need to be able to think on your feet and find solutions. And perhaps most importantly, you need to master the art of communication.
Communication. Okay, so more than just responding to emails quickly.
Yeah, it goes beyond that. It's about communicating effectively across time zones
Right.
and in a way that respects everyone's time. Think concise emails, leveraging tools like Trello, and being really intentional about when and how you communicate.
So asynchronous communication is key.
It is. The reviewer found that having a designated workspace, even in a new city, helped them stay focused and productive.
Interesting. So even with all the freedom and flexibility, routine is important.
It's all about finding that balance.
Yeah.
The review emphasizes that routine isn't the enemy of freedom. It actually enhances it.
Okay, I like that. Can you give an example of a helpful routine?
Sure. The reviewer mentions their morning ritual of starting with a walk for coffee, reviewing their to-do list, and then dedicating an hour to focused work. That consistency, regardless of their location, helped them stay productive and avoid feeling overwhelmed.
It's like finding those little anchors that bring a sense of normalcy to an otherwise unconventional lifestyle. Okay, so we've got the mindset, the skills, the routine. But how do you actually find remote work in the first place? That seems like the first big hurdle.
It can be. The review recommends a multi-pronged approach. Freelance platforms like Upwork can be a good starting point, especially for gaining experience and building your portfolio. But networking is essential too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Whether it's attending conferences, connecting with other nomads online, or just striking up conversations in co-working spaces.
So it's about being proactive and putting yourself out there. Did the reviewer have any luck with this approach?
They did. Their first remote gig came from writing blog posts on Upwork, which then led to bigger projects.
That's great.
They also emphasized the power of in-person connections. The reviewer shares a story about meeting a group of nomads at Dojo Bali, a co-working space in Canggu.
Okay.
Those connections led to more work opportunities than any job board ever could.
It's amazing how those seemingly random encounters can shape your path. Okay, so we've found the work, we're managing our time, we're building a network. What else do we need to consider for this digital nomad lifestyle?
This is where the concept of location-independent infrastructure comes in.
Mm.
It's about setting yourself up to work effectively from anywhere in the world.
So more than just packing the right adapter.
Way more. Reliable internet is non-negotiable. Think a good VPN, a portable hotspot as a backup, and always scoping out cafes or co-working spaces with strong Wi-Fi.
Makes sense. The reviewer learned this the hard way in Croatia.
They did. Their internet connection was less than ideal.
Ouch. That's a tough lesson. So what about the tech gear itself?
A lightweight but durable laptop is essential, of course. Noise-canceling headphones are a must for blocking out distractions.
Especially in those cafes and co-working spaces.
Exactly. A good power bank will keep you charged up on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate the importance of cloud-based tools for file management and security. The reviewer actually lost their laptop while traveling and was incredibly grateful for having everything backed up to the cloud.
That's a digital nomad's worst nightmare. Okay, so internet tech gear, what else falls under this location-independent infrastructure?
Your financial setup is key. Think international banking platforms like Wise for easy transfers and budgeting apps to keep track of spending across different currencies.
So it's like having a whole separate financial toolkit just for being a digital nomad.
Pretty much. It's a whole other level of financial organization.
But that level of organization is probably what makes this lifestyle sustainable, right?
Okay.
Infrastructure is in place. Finances are sorted now for the fun part, choosing destinations.
Right. But the review cautions against romanticizing locations without doing your research.
Mm.
Cost of living visa restrictions, the strength of the local digital nomad community. These are all factors to consider.
So it's not just about picking a place with beautiful beaches or great food.
Not if you want to make it work long term.
Yeah.
The reviewer shares a story about their experience in Bali. They hadn't fully considered the cost of living or the visa limitations and ended up having to move around more frequently than they'd planned.
The allure of Bali can be deceptive. So research is key. What else does the review recommend when it comes to choosing destinations?
They suggest a test drive approach. Spend a month or so in a potential location before committing to a longer stay.
Okay.
This way you can get a feel for the place and see if it's truly a good fit. They actually found success with this in Mexico City.
Mm.
What started as a month-long experiment turned into a six-month stay because they loved the energy, the city, and the strong digital nomad community.
That's a great strategy. It's like trying on a new pair of shoes before you commit to wearing them every day.
Exactly.
But beyond practical considerations, choosing a destination that aligns with your personal values and interests seems important too.
Absolutely. The review emphasizes the importance of finding places that resonate with you on a deeper level.
Can you give an example?
Sure. The reviewer mentions their time in the Canary Islands. They were drawn to the slower pace of life and the stunning natural landscapes, which provided a welcome contrast to their previous travels.
I see. So it's about more than just checking off destinations on a list.
Right. It's about finding those places that truly feel like home, even if it's just for a little while.
I love that. Speaking of home, how do you combat the potential for loneliness in this lifestyle? Even with all this freedom and adventure, it seems like it could get isolating.
You're right. It can. And the review dedicates a whole chapter to the importance of building a community.
Okay.
Initially, the reviewer thought they could go it alone, but they quickly realized that human connection is essential.
So what kind of strategies does the review suggest for building a community while on the move?
They recommend plugging into the local nomad scene by joining Facebook groups, attending meetups, and utilizing co-working spaces as social hubs.
So it's about actively seeking out those connections, not just hoping they'll magically appear.
Exactly.
Did the reviewer have any success with this?
They did. They share a story about a co-working retreat in Portugal that led to lasting friendships and even new work opportunities.
That's encouraging to hear. Okay, so we're building a community, we're choosing destinations thoughtfully, we're working efficiently. But what about that elusive work-life balance? Is that even possible when your office can be anywhere?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And the review addresses it head-on. It debunks the myth that free time automatically comes with the territory.
So just because you're working from a beachside cafe doesn't mean you're instantly relaxed and carefree.
Unfortunately not.
Mm-hmm.
The reviewer actually shares an experience in Chiang Mai where they struggled with this.
Really?
They were juggling multiple projects and feeling guilty for not exploring more, but also stressed about deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
It's that constant push and pull between work and exploration.
I can relate to that. How did the review suggest navigating that tension?
They recommend a work hard, play hard philosophy. It's about setting dedicated work hours and then truly unplugging and enjoying your free time without guilt. The reviewer found success with this by waking up early to get their work done before noon, leaving their afternoons free for sightseeing and relaxation.
So it's about creating boundaries even when your office is just steps away from your vacation.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But let's be real, this lifestyle has to be financially sustainable, right?
Absolutely. And that's where the reviews chapter on managing finances comes in. It goes beyond basic budgeting.
What are some of the unique financial challenges that digital nomads face?
Well, you've got fluctuating exchange rates, yeah. International transaction fees, the cost of travel itself, and of course the need for a solid emergency fund.
Right.
It's a whole different financial ballgame.
So what kind of strategies does the review recommend for managing all of that?
They emphasize meticulous tracking using apps like Trail Wallet to monitor your spending across different currencies. They also recommend setting up multiple savings buckets for different purposes, emergencies, taxes, travel, and so on.
So organization is key, even down to the smallest purchases.
It really is.
Okay. But what about the bigger picture? Things like retirement planning, investing, health insurance.
The review tackles those too. They advocate for contributing to a retirement fund even when you're on the move and securing international health insurance. These are those essential long-term considerations that are easy to overlook when you're caught up in the excitement of travel.
It's a reminder that even though you're embracing a non-traditional path, those adulting responsibilities still apply.
For sure.
Okay, we're managing our money wisely, we're planning for the future, but is there anything else we need to consider for the long-term sustainability of this digital nomad life?
There is. The review's final chapter focuses on building a location-independent career, not just finding individual gigs.
So it's about creating a career that truly allows you to work from anywhere.
Exactly. And a big part of that is generating passive income streams.
Passive income. That sounds intriguing. What exactly does that entail?
It's about creating income streams that require less active work over time, giving you more freedom and flexibility. Things like creating and selling digital products, affiliate marketing, even offering consulting services.
So it's not about working less, but working smarter.
You could say that. It's about leveraging your skills and knowledge to create income streams that work for you, even when you're off exploring a new city.
Okay, that's definitely something I want to learn more about. Before we dive deeper into those passive income strategies, let's take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll explore specific examples from the review and discuss how to build a location-independent career that supports your long-term financial goals and allows you to live this lifestyle sustainably. Stay tuned. So before the break, we were getting to this idea of passive income, which really caught my attention.
Yeah, it's a game changer for a lot of digital nomads, you know?
Yeah.
The idea is to create income streams that don't require you to constantly trade your time for money.
Right.
Freeing you up to, well, live that nomad life.
So it's not about never working, but about designing a system where your income isn't directly tied to the number of hours you put in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It takes effort up front to build these systems, but the payoff is huge in terms of freedom and flexibility.
For sure. What are some of the passive income strategies that stood out to you in the ebook review?
Well, one that's becoming increasingly popular is creating and selling digital products.
Okay.
Think online courses, ebooks, templates, design assets, anything that people can download and use immediately.
So you're essentially packaging your skills and knowledge into something you can sell over and over again.
Exactly. And the beauty is once you've created the product, the selling process can be largely automated. This means you can be earning income while you're hiking in the Andes or exploring a new city.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here. What other passive income avenues did the review explore?
Affiliate marketing is another one. It's all about promoting products or services that you genuinely love.
Okay.
And earning a commission on sales made through your unique referral link.
So it's like being an influencer, but with a specific focus on products that align with your niche or expertise.
Exactly. You can integrate affiliate links into your blog, social media posts, even your email newsletters. It's a way to monetize your content without creating your own products from scratch.
That's smart. But it seems like having a strong online presence is key for all of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether you're selling digital products or promoting affiliate links.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Building a professional website, creating engaging content, and finding ways to capture leads.
Right.
These are all essential for success, as a location-independent entrepreneur.
Makes sense. It's like building your own portable storefront that you can take with you wherever you go.
Exactly.
But what about those of us who aren't tech wizards or don't have a huge online following? Are there other ways to build a location-independent career?
Absolutely. The ebook also highlights the option of offering consulting services. This is where you leverage your existing skills and experience to help businesses or individuals remotely.
So you're essentially packaging your knowledge and expertise into a service that can be delivered from anywhere.
Exactly. It can involve anything from marketing strategy and social media management to financial consulting or coaching. The key is to identify a niche where your skills are in demand and then market yourself effectively to potential clients.
I can see this being a good option for people who enjoy problem solving and working directly with clients. It's like freelance work, but with a more strategic focus.
You've got it. And as you build your reputation and client base, you can often command higher rates and have more control over the projects you take on.
It sounds like there are more and more options for those who want to break free from the traditional 9-to-5 and build a career that aligns with their lifestyle.
Definitely. And with the rise of remote work, even traditional companies are embracing the idea of a distributed workforce.
Right.
So you might not even need to go fully freelance or entrepreneurial to achieve location independence.
That's a good point. It's like the lines are blurring between traditional employment and the gig economy. But no matter which path you choose, it seems like diversifying your income streams is crucial for long-term financial security.
Absolutely. The ebook emphasizes that relying on a single income source, whether it's a full-time job or freelance gigs, can be risky.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a digital nomad.
Right.
Unexpected travel delays, visa issues, even currency fluctuations can impact your income. So having a financial buffer is crucial.
Speaking of financial buffers, the ebook also talks about the importance of having a robust emergency fund, right?
It's non-negotiable for digital nomads. Think of it as your financial cushion for those just-in-case moments. Ideally, you want to have enough saved to cover several months of living expenses if something unexpected happens.
So it's not just about saving for travel or fun experiences. It's about being prepared for the unexpected twists and turns that this lifestyle can bring.
Exactly. And building that emergency fund doesn't have to be overwhelming. The ebook suggests setting up automatic transfers to your savings account each month, just like you would for any other financial goal.
Making it a non-negotiable part of your financial routine.
Exactly.
Okay, we've talked about diversifying income, building an emergency fund, but what about those bigger long-term financial goals?
Mm-hmm.
Things like retirement planning, investing, even owning property. Are those still relevant when you're a digital nomad?
They absolutely are. The ebook encourages digital nomads to think beyond the immediate future and plan for those milestones.
Okay.
Even if they look a little different in this context.
So it's not about abandoning those traditional financial goals, but about adapting them to fit a more unconventional lifestyle.
Exactly. For example, retirement planning might involve exploring self-directed retirement accounts, such as Roth IRAs or traditional IOAs, that allow you to contribute and manage your investments independently. It takes more research and proactive planning, but it gives you more control and flexibility.
So it's about taking ownership of your financial future, even without a traditional employer-sponsored plan. What about investing? Is that still feasible when you're constantly on the move?
More than ever. With the rise of online investment platforms and robo-advisors, investing has become incredibly accessible, regardless of your location. These platforms often have lower fees and minimum investment requirements than traditional brokerage firms, making them perfect for those who are just starting out.
So you're essentially leveraging technology to make investing more streamlined and location independent.
Exactly. And even home ownership, which seems like a distant dream for many nomads, can be achieved through options like real estate investment trusts or fractional ownership.
So you can still dip your toes into the real estate market without being tied down to a specific location. That's pretty cool.
It is. The ebook really emphasizes that being a digital nomad doesn't mean sacrificing your financial future. It's about adapting and finding creative solutions that work for you.
It's like a whole new world of financial possibilities is opening up. But beyond the practicalities of managing money and planning for the future, I'm also curious about the emotional and personal side of this lifestyle. It seems like it would take a certain level of resilience and self-awareness to thrive amidst all this change and uncertainty.
You're absolutely right, and that's exactly what we'll be exploring in the next segment. We'll dive into the ebook's insights on building meaningful relationships, maintaining mental and physical well-being, and ultimately finding that sense of belonging while embracing a life of constant travel and change.
That's something I think a lot of people are curious about. So let's take a short break to let all of this sink in, and when we come back, we'll delve into the more personal side of the digital nomad experience. Stay tuned. All right, so we've talked about the practical side of being a digital nomad, the skills you need, the financial strategies, but now I'm curious about the more personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you manage relationships when you're constantly on the move?
It definitely takes effort. The ebook really emphasizes the importance of regular communication with loved ones back home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Scheduling video calls, sending voice messages, even just a quick text to let someone know you're thinking of them.
So it's about building those connections into your routine, even when you're juggling different time zones and busy schedules.
Exactly. And it's not just about maintaining existing relationships. It's about forming new ones on the road.
Which I imagine could be both exciting and challenging.
It is. The ebook really highlights the power of community for digital nomads.
Yeah.
Connecting with other nomads can combat loneliness, provide support, and even lead to new opportunities.
It's like having a built-in network of people who understand the unique joys and challenges of this lifestyle. Did the ebook suggest any specific ways to find that community?
They recommend tapping into local nomad groups both online and offline.
Okay.
Think Facebook groups, meetups, co-working spaces that double as social hubs. It's about putting yourself out there and being open to new connections.
It sounds like striking up a conversation with the person next to you at a co-working space could lead to a new friendship or even a business collaboration.
Absolutely. The ebook shares a story about a nomad who met their future business partner at a co-working space in Chiang Mai.
Wow.
They started chatting about their work, realized they had complementary skills, and ended up launching a successful business together.
That's amazing. Okay, so we're staying connected with loved ones back home, building new friendships on the road. But what about our own personal well-being? How do digital nomads take care of themselves amidst the constant change and stimulation of this lifestyle?
The ebook dedicates a whole chapter to self-care.
Okay.
Emphasizing that it's not a luxury, but a necessity for digital nomads.
So what kind of self-care strategies does the ebook recommend?
It really boils down to finding what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it might be sticking to a regular exercise routine.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's finding a local gym, joining a yoga studio, or simply going for runs in a new city.
Right.
For others, it might be about prioritizing downtime and relaxation, carving out time for reading meditation, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee in a new cafe.
It's about creating those little rituals that ground you and nourish your mind and body, even when your surroundings are constantly changing.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that self-care doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming.
Right.
The ebook encourages small, everyday acts of self-care, like taking a few minutes each morning to stretch, listening to a favorite podcast during your commute, or simply taking a break from screens and stepping outside for some fresh air.
It's about making those little choices throughout the day that support your well-being. Okay, so we're taking care of ourselves, we're building community, we're managing the logistics, but what about that deeper sense of belonging that many people crave? Can you truly find a sense of home when you're a digital nomad?
That's a question a lot of nomads grapple with, and the ebook offers a really interesting perspective. It suggests that home doesn't have to be a fixed location. It can be a feeling, a state of mind that you carry with you.
So it's about cultivating a sense of inner grounding and stability regardless of your external circumstances.
Exactly. It might be through the relationships you nurture, the work you do, the hobbies you pursue, or simply the connection you feel to a global community of like-minded individuals. It's about finding those anchors that provide a sense of belonging, even when you're physically on the move.
It's like redefining what home means, expanding it beyond a physical place to encompass a wider sense of connection and purpose.
I love that. And the ebook emphasizes that this journey of finding home is an ongoing process, not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
It's about embracing the fluidity and evolution of your own definition of home as you navigate this unique lifestyle.
That's a beautiful way to think about it. It takes the pressure off of finding that one perfect place and allows you to find those little pockets of home wherever you go.
And that, I think, is what makes the digital nomad experience so enriching. It challenges you to redefine traditional notions of home belonging and success.
It's about creating a life that aligns with your values, your passions, and your vision of a fulfilling and meaningful existence.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So to wrap things up, we've explored the full spectrum of the digital nomad lifestyle, from the practical skills and financial strategies to the deeper personal aspects of relationships, well-being, and finding that sense of belonging.
And this ebook review provides a fantastic roadmap for anyone who is curious about this lifestyle or already on the journey.
Absolutely. It's inspiring, insightful, and full of practical tips that can help you navigate the challenges and embrace the incredible opportunities that come with embracing a location-independent life.
And ultimately, it's about designing a life that feels authentic and aligned with who you are wherever in the world you choose to call home.
Beautifully said. So, if this lifestyle is calling to you, what's one small step you can take today to explore it further? Maybe it's researching a new destination, updating your resume, or simply connecting with other nomads online. Whatever that step may be, we encourage you to take it and see where this path leads you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.